Hey, Kevin and Allison, I'm having a look now at your premise. Very similarly to the three-phrase beginning, middle, end, there's one of these that stands out to me as really clarifying. Even though it's adding in the plot, it still is tracking the journey of your lead, and that's the second one. The first one, Hirsch Glick and a community of young poets collaborate together in Berlin to pursue their collective dreams. Their town comes under attack. They're forced to do this. He and a group find the courage to resist. That one's, it's okay, but it doesn't tell me enough about your main character. I think you're spending too much time including him in the group of the community of young poets and not enough about him. The third one, similarly, you're talking about a community, these young people, so it stops being about him. And so once again, I'm just going to keep always, you know, I'm going to sound like a broken record. The middle one, Hirsch Glick, an insecure young poet. See, right there, you've told me he's my lead character. This is where he is on his journey. He wants to be a poet, but he's insecure. Look what you've done in just that first little bit. Dreams of his work inspiring other Jews, and there's his want. So we see his want and his obstacle because he's insecure, all of that in that first sentence. In the midst of German occupation, Glick writes a song that inspires Jewish partisans to resist German oppression by any means possible. So that's what he does. You know, what does he do to achieve his goal? He writes this song. His song spreads throughout the Jewish ghettos and into the forest, inspiring Jewish partisans who eventually play an important role in defeating the Nazi army. The only thing that's missing that is from that is that in that last sentence, I wish there was something about, you know, Hirsch gains confidence or Hirsch is proud to discover that his song has spread through something. Just keep tying that together. Let me track his journey. So you've told me he's insecure. In the second one, not just writes a song, but reluctantly or isn't sure how to help, but decides to write a song or show me that he's trying, but he's still not sure about it. And then something about how he's proud to find out, you know, that he's been part of doing this for his community. So once again, I'm just going to, yes, you've added plot here, which is important and made it clear what this is, but always concentrate on that journey because, you know, as you move on through the outline and writing of the show, everything has to, I'm sure you remember from me just talking endlessly about your lead bear character in the bear story about, you know, where is she starting from? What does she want? How is she trying to accomplish her goal? And that's why I push for you to be thinking about all of that at the very beginning while you're starting a story so that you never lose sight of the fact that all of this other stuff is just the plot. You're telling the story of an insecure young man who makes an attempt to reach out to the world with his poetry, and because he's successful, he gains confidence in his own abilities. That's the story you're telling, and you can't ever lose sight of that, no matter how many plot points and that sort of thing come into play to bolster it along the way. It's still, that is your story, okay? So bear that in mind as you move on to the outline part. Look back to this middle one, Hirsch Glick, an insecure young poet, and constantly look back at that and, you know, rewrite it actually the way I talked about tracking his journey a little more clearly, and then make sure that you keep referring back to it at every point in the outline, trying to figure out, okay, where are we in this journey? And am I doing as much as I can to make sure that it's clear where he is on the journey and how he's taking his steps along the way. Hope all that's clear, and I look forward to hearing more from you and this story. Thanks and toodaloo.